Welcome back, everyone. We are now into Exodus. Yesterday, we heard about the story of the birth of Moses, and today we get to hear more about Moses. We fast forward through Joseph, and if you remember the movie from Disney, The Prince of Egypt, this kind of depicts this scene, I think, pretty well. We're not reading this in our part, but if you want some extra credit, you can read the rest of chapter 2 and hear about how Moses kills one of the taskmasters above his people, and then he breaks up a fight with his people, and they say, "We saw you kill that guy," and Moses freaks out, and he flees to a land called Midian. And there we hear about Moses' bravery again. In that story, we kind of hear his sense of righteousness and justice, his not being able to stomach bullies and people picking on other people. We saw that with as he unfortunately killed someone, but did try to defend his people. And we see this again because he's at a well, and seven women come tending the sheep who are the daughters of this guy, and some of the other shepherds there shoo away the women and their sheep, and Moses kind of shoos the shepherds away and then takes the sheep in and gets them the water that they need. And the women here tell their dad about this, and the dad says, "Hey, this guy sounds pretty nifty. Why don't you invite him to come break bread with us?" And so Moses comes over, they break bread, and, you know, in good patriarchal times, the dad is just like, "Well, hey, thanks for doing that. Here's one of my daughters." And the daughter's name is Zipporah, and they get married, and she bears a son named Gershom, and which again, names in Hebrew, the Hebrew Bible, always have some kind of meaning. So Gershom means, "I have been an alien residing in a foreign land." So reminding Moses and thus readers that Moses is not home yet. And so this story then picks up in chapter 3. Moses is married, he's got a kid, he's out taking care of the sheep. And lo and behold, we're told in chapter 3, the whole chapter is what we're reading today, that Moses was keeping his flock, and he goes to a place, to Horeb, the mountain of God. Now, we know that when we hear anything about a mountain, especially if it's Horeb, we know that God is going to show up. God always shows up on mountains. And this is just the beginning of it for Moses, especially. And so he's going to encounter God on the mountain a whole bunch more before Exodus is over. But he goes, and this is the story known as the flaming bush or the burning bush. Because Moses is feeding his, or taking his sheep out, and he spots a bush. And it's not that it's on fire, it's that it's on fire and not being consumed. So he goes over to investigate, and the bush says, "Moses, Moses," which I would freak out, but Moses, I think, kind of does freak out. But he says, "Here I am." Now, "Here I am," I call to mind like the hymn, "Here I am, Lord, is it I, Lord?" You know that one? Well, that is a, "Here I am" is a common response when someone is encountering God. It happens to Samuel, and it happens many other places in Scripture. The other response is to be very afraid, which is also a fair response. But Moses says, "Here I am," and this, the voice of God from this non-burning, burning bush says, "Remove your sandals from your feet, because you are standing on holy ground." So Moses does that, and then they go on to have a conversation. The bush tells Moses that God, the bush, the voice, has witnessed the oppression of God's people, the Israelites. The God of Abraham, the God of Isaac, the God of Jacob has seen the plight of God's people and wants to do something about it. And so that is where that God enters then into this story, the Exodus story. I'm sure God probably had a hand in the whole Moses being placed in an ark and all of those things, but here we get God's voice, and we get recognition that God has witnessed the oppression of God's people and is going to do something about it. And how is God going to do it? God is going to use Moses. So God tells Moses this plan, and Moses says, but what happens if I come to the Israelites? They're going to like ask me what your name is, and what should I tell them? And God's answer is one that has given us something to chew on and theologians to argue over and debate and think about for thousands of years, because God says to Moses, "I am who I am," or another way of translating that, I will be what I will be. What does that mean? I encourage you to do a little research if you want. I mean, there's all so many different ways, from the Christian understanding to Jewish understanding to Islamic understanding and everything in between. What does God mean? And it, I mean, basically, it's to sum it up, it's like, you know, I am who I am. I am all things. Is kind of the general way to think about it. And we can flash forward to Jesus as well. He says, I am the door, I am the good shepherd, I am the bread of life. And it is kind of hearkening back to this name of God, I am. Another name for God that is an unpronounceable one, but whenever you see it in the Old Testament, when it's the word, the name Lord, L-O-R-D, all capitalized, that's where the Hebrew language has used the unspeakable name of God, which kind of, it is speakable, but it's not. Also, it is Yahweh is kind of the most commonly pronounced way. And so we don't put that. We put the capital Lord to describe the name of God that is unspeakable. So anyways, the story continues and sets us up then for the rest of what's going to happen, because God is giving Moses a mission. And lo and behold, Moses doesn't want it. Well, you can read more about that in the coming days. With our readings, but I also encourage you, if you just want to read all the way through Exodus and kind of hit the chapters as we go, you'll gain a great understanding and see a lot of interesting connections between what we talk about in liturgy, what we talk about in the New Testament, in the Gospels with Jesus. This scripture tells us this arcing story of justice and of God's care for the oppressed, whether it's in Genesis or whether in Joseph, whether it is now and in Exodus, or whether it's today as well. So, keep on reading the stories. Keep on joining us for these conversations. Read Exodus chapter 3, or just read the whole, all of Exodus. And we'll be back again tomorrow with Pastor Brandy in chapter 6.